Called Waterfront and Please, Please, Please Don't Cry. Time for myself, Michael Barry, to say adios, take care, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So it's Launcher from me, the lady Lindsay Shelburne, up on the way after midday today, and leaving you with this quote from Albert Einstein, who said, "When a man sits with a pretty girl for an hour, it seems like a minute. But let him sit on a hot stove for a minute, and it's longer than any hour." Good stuff indeed, eh? Take care for now and see you soon. Bye-bye now. See you tomorrow morning. KLAS Radio at midday. Broadcasting from the north of Ireland on 828 kilohertz AM, you're tuned to KLAS Class Radio. Advertisers, for full details of our very competitive advertising rates, telephone us now at 0662-527912. And from the south, 08-0662-527912. Our written address is KLAS, Class Radio, 17 Rahahi Road, Auchnacloy, County Tyrone. Reach our audience with your product on the all-new KLAS Class Radio.
I don't want to be the kind you hesitate. Be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do. I just wanna dance with you. I've got a feeling that you have a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. For if we have a chance to make one heart or two, and I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what the band is dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what the band is dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. Looked at you. Yes, I did. Now, ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just want to dance with you. Now, the boys are playing softly and the girls are cool. So am I. So are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's the band that is dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they've been in dancing.
From Logan McCool, starting us off today, this Wednesday afternoon. Many thanks to Michael Barry for the Rise and Shine Breakfast Show. Michael's back with you tomorrow, same time, same place. I'm Lindsay Shelburne with you for the afternoon. I do hope you're going to stay tuned. Here's Dave Lawler. 8 after 12 here on KLAS. Well, the deed has been done. Guinness have launched an ambitious bid to copy the success of the McDonald's Big Mac by making their product indistinguishable from one country to another. Brewer scientists are battling to eliminate the Guinness grimps when an Irish drinker familiar with the highest standards of excellence sips a poorly prepared pint of the black stuff in Europe. The aim is to educate bar staff, management and staff around the world in the ways of the Irish by maintaining Arthur's Finest at a proper temperature and showing it the respect it deserves when serving. That means allowing it to settle for a minute or two before topping it up. Thereby, according the pint of plain, is proper dignity as a premium drink. There is a constant effort to achieve uniformity, said Guinness spokesman Pat Barry. The product that people get in Ireland is unique in many ways, but what tends to vary abroad is the method of serving the product. Efforts are underway in Germany and Britain particularly to coach barmaids and landlords in the extra special care needed in serving the dark and creamy pint. The two major education drives have already been launched, and Guinness intends spending millions and millions of pounds in months ahead. The temperature of draft Guinness has also been reduced over the past few years by 2 full degrees Celsius from what was previously called the standard Zambian temperature. And the cooling has successfully halted a traditional summer switch by consumers from dark to blonde beers, like lager, brewing chiefs have proudly claimed. Now they're making sure of keeping their customers by a blitz of TV adverts, stressing how Guinness can keep you cool in even the hottest temperatures. The drive is beginning to pay off. In a lot of places in Britain today, I would find it hard to taste any difference in the UK Guinness and what we enjoy at home, said Mr. Barry. Now, if only foreign countries had Ireland's unrivaled bar staff, oh, what a treat you'd be in for. Well, I suppose the day is going to come when you're watching EastEnders at night, you'll see them pulling a pint of Guinness and Coronation Street in The Rover's Return. And of course, the watering hole down there and Neighbours, a pint of that black stuff. Going down lovely. Bit early in the day for me, maybe later on tonight. Here's Brother Beyond.
Every afternoon, took the subway. Went to the village, Chinatown, walked down Broadway on a day in June. This is our day. Here in Manhattan, everyone is part of our way. New York afternoon. Wandering on shore in Washington Square. On a Sunday, went to the city hoping to be the one day. New York afternoon, watching the sun set across and too far as the skyline goes like a moon. I really dig what today.
Mondo Kane featuring Georgie Fame and a song called A New York Afternoon, 16 after 12, here on KLAS. Here's the former Page 3 pinup, Samantha Fox, strutting her stuff on the turntable. Samantha Fox doing it on the turntable. Well, Brat Pack actor Sean Penn yesterday hinted that he's ready to get married again, and then he invited a Dublin chipper to do all the catering for him. Madonna's ex-husband breezed into a Moore Street chip shop as it was opening and ordered nearly everything on the menu. After eating for about 40 minutes, he pronounced the food magnificent. When he told the owner, Mario Macari, "When I'm getting married, I'm going to ask you to do the catering. I'll take you over to Hollywood for the wedding." Penn followed his latest love, actress Robin Wright, to Ireland and revealed he'd spent all Monday night and part of Tuesday partying and drinking. Well, I suppose spending most of Monday night and part of Tuesday drinking and partying, you would be pretty hungry, especially if it was alcohol and more alcohol. Maybe he was trying the Guinness, you never know. Mr. Macari, owner of the Sammy restaurant near the ILAC Centre, said he came in at 9:02 when we were opening and demanded lots of kinds of Dublin food. He ate a helping of smoked cod, a batter burger, some ray, 2 servings of chips, a portion of onion rings and half a loaf of bread. He even had a pot of tea. It was amazing. He had a huge appetite and was eating like a horse. He said he was hungry because he was only coming home after spending all night on the town. Then he ordered more chips. His final words were that he'd ask us to do the catering when he's getting married. I'd say they're having a lot of fun down there in the Sleeve Russell Hotel in Ballyconnell, looking after Sean Penn and Baba, baby Dylan, and girlfriend Robin. Well, she's down there filming for there's a big movie being filmed over the Red Hills area down there in County Cavan, and I'm sure if you're down that way, you'll spot a lot of stars. And I'd say that the Sleeve Russell Hotel in Ballyconnell is probably jam-packed with photographers and people with their cameras just to get a peep of the little tiny man who married Madonna and who's planning possibly to do it again, and to his actress girlfriend Robin Wright. You never know. Imagine going over to Hollywood for a wedding. Can we have burgers and chips all round, please? Don't forget a couple of pints of Guinness. You never know. Here's Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal by Goats Don't Shave. 11:21 on Plough.
But the unknown soldier, or the cry of the old banshee. Who was the man in the air, and that was Jack the Ripper set free. But at the mall, where's Donegal? It's still a mystery. Chance if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal. The north and south to keep them out, by God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'll have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Playboy clubs and all-night pubs, blackjack and roulette. Bill Blaney, Bridget Nielsen, White Tyson having a bet. In a show you could then be known for a multi-millionaires, where Darryl Trump would like a chunk to live in solitaire. Cause if I could, I'd build a wall around Donegal. The north and south to keep them out, by God, I'd build it tall. To see those chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. In the hills of Donegal. And on top of there a girl would give me such a thrill, and hear them say in Dublin there's gold in them their hills. So don't despair if you dare, the answer lies with me. There's a wall that's deep and it's low and keeps them where in Germany. If I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal. The north and south to keep them out, by God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Thank you.
stuck. Bentley's been getting luck in the ace of hearts, and the bicycles were engaging. Over the bus, Brazil beat the duck. The boat she sails at 5 o'clock. Hurry on, step whack up before we're there. We'll all be back, lad. Turn him if you can. Oh, the pack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Before we reach the Alexander base, the hell of a ding-dong we did raise, and the bird of the ship had great force as the boat she sailed out from the port. Landed up in Douglas Head, inquiring for a vacant bed in the dining room, got shown by a decent-looking woman, saying, lad, eat that if you can. Oh, the heck was 90 in the Isle of Man. Next morning went for a ramble round, saw the sights of Douglas Town. Ended up in the mighty session and the pub they called Dick Darby's. We all got drunk by 3:30. The sobered up and went swimming in the sea. Back to the digs for the fruits of fun, while waiting for the Rosie. We all drew up our plan. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. That night we went to the Texas bar, came back home by horse and car. Met Dick Jim and all went in to drink some wine and Yates's. The Liverpool girls, it was said, were all to be found in the Douglas Head. McShane was there in tie and shirt. The foreign choir was trying to flirt, saying, here girls, I'm your man. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Well, Wacker fancied his good luck, and the Isle of Man woman, he was struck. The Liverpool lad was by her side, and he throws the jar into her. Sure, Wacker thought he'd take a chance. He asked the queer one out to dance. Down the floor they stepped out, the whack, it was no bother. Everything was going to plan. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Well, the Isle of Man woman fancied to whack. The man stood there till his face came back. Then the old whacked in the whack. Whack was landed on his back. The police force arrived as well. Banjo the couple of them as well. Ended up in the Douglas jail until the Dublin boat did fail to hold his every man. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man.
Closer than before, and you wonder why. You know in your mind it doesn't know what to hide, and the only way is living to survive. Makes you feel alive.
Lean on the door and swing open your life, so cold as before your very
eyes. Such a strange affair.
Walking around, come into the sound, forget your down, feel the air.
Climb aboard, give yourself a smile, makes you feel alive.
Lean on the door and swing open your lights and fold them before your very eyes.
Such a strange affair.
Walking around, coming to the sound. Forget your down, feel the air. Beautiful affair. See all the doors swing open, your lights unfolding before your very eyes. Such a strange affair. Walking around, coming to the sound. Forget your down, feel the air.
Wonderful stuff there from Stockton's Wing, Beautiful Affair. Before that, the Dublin City Ramblers. And the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Some TV highlights this evening for you. There's not an awful lot on television tonight. On RTE1 at 7.35, documentary about the Spanish provinces filmed entirely from the air. Tonight, a look at the city of Seville. That's Flight Over Spain at 7.35. At 9.20, Floatist at 50, James Galway at home and travel with him on his Australian tour. There's a documentary there. At 20 past 10, Making News. Network 2 at 7:30, Coronation Street. Emily's Future takes yet another turn, and Derek discovers his neighbour's secret. So who? Somebody's been a naughty girl. At 9:30 on Network 2, Dempsey and Makepeace. BBC One, Good Stuff back on. Clive James, A Postcard from London. The Changing of the Guard and meetings with Victoria Wood in Islington. Peter Cook in Soho. And Michael Caine in Mayfair. That'll keep you company until the movie at 10:20 on BBC One. That's Capricorn One, made in 1978. Starring Elliot Gould, James Brolin and Telly Savalas. BBC Two this evening at 8:05, Reaching for the Skies, Quest for Speed, following the development of the aeroplane from Glenn Curtis' Pusher biplane, in which he won the world's first air race at Rennes in 1909, to those which first broke the sound barrier, narrated by Anthony Quayle, for all plane enthusiasts, definitely. Ulster Television at 8:00, The Equalizer. At 9:00, James Randi is back on the screen again, the psychic investigator. Tonight, it's all about psychic surgery. Can psychics cure the sick? At 11:40, well, if you're watching it, it drags on a bit. It's a pity it's on so late. That's the only thing I have about this one, is North and South. I think it's book two at the time, and that's on at 11:40. It goes on to 1:25 in the morning, where Phil Donahue takes to the screen six brunettes who lived as blondes for 6 weeks. How did they fare? Do blondes have more fun? At 10:00 on Channel 4, The Golden Girls, and at 10:30, Clive Anderson talks back. Clive interviews actor and comedian Mike McShane and novelist Jackie Collins. She's got a brand new book out at the moment, actually. I love reading, and it's one of my passions, is reading. Her new book, I think, is called Boss Lady, and it's part of a series of books she's written, and quite good. I might buy it. It's a bit expensive, but you're... doesn't keep you in on the cool nights when you're not interested in watching television. Turn up the radio, stay in tune with class, open up a book, sit back, relax, and have a great time. It's, what time is it now? It's 28 minutes before 1:00. Here's Maura, or should I say Mary Black, and Babes in the Wood. Good afternoon.
Walking too slow, big silence at the moon. Not much choice in the matter now. Some of you, some of us, just a mean distance to some people. Touch can mean prison, or be like a cage. I always thought that life would be more simple, especially in this day and age. They got the time, they got the need. The world getting weird, wolves running free. That's another story, this is their story. We'll be right back.
First time he met her, they danced together. So
Noel Cassidy and an old-time waltz at 20 minutes before one. Well, thousands of civil servants, women civil servants, trapped in low-paid, boring, dead-end jobs may be given a better chance of a promotion. A new report calling for a new deal for women in the civil service also recommends backup facilities, including creches and tax allowances for childcare. Supporters of the report say they're determined its list of radical recommendations will be implemented. The 72-page report, drafted by 17 TDs and senators from all parties, has won backing from the powerful Civil Public Service Union and the Labour Party. It paints a pitiful picture of working conditions for all women in all government departments. It shows most women civil servants are low-grade clerical officers with take-home pay of about £80 a week. They have few chances of promotion, and those who do not reach senior grades complain of exclusionary practices. The report follows a three-year investigation by Evelyn Mahon of the University of Limerick to the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Women's Rights. Committee leader Monica Barnes yesterday pledged an equality campaign in the civil service. "We will be fighting very hard and very publicly on this one," she said. CPSU Equality Officer Rosaline Glacken stressed the union's determination to have the 22 recommendations implemented. The report recommendations include a database to monitor equal opportunities, restructuring low-paid grades, developing a career path, examining the whole recruitment and promotions policy, a right of access to training, childcare facilities for workers in all government departments, tax allowances for children and childcare expenses, equality officers in every government department, and improvements in flexi-time job sharing and career break opportunities. And about time too, £80 take-home pay a week. So that's nothing. That really is very, very low pay, I think. It's very unfair, and I presume that men, the counterparts, would be topping that by an awful lot more, definitely. Changing the scene, here's Seamus McGee and Midnight in the Morning.
Good morning, request line.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? What are you doing up at this time of the morning?
That's really good.
Thank you.
Would you
like
something special for me?
Yeah, sure. How about this?
Midnight in the morning, and everything's okay. And all that job on the radio starts another day. Over hot cups of coffee, or drinking a can of Coke. Play a special request, tell him another joke. Hey there, all night lover, I hope everything's alright. It's a world of lonely people, and daylight's not in sight. 2 a.m. in the morning, the bars have all been closed. The telephone's been ringing from where heaven only knows. 3 a.m. in the morning, the girl can get to sleep. She calls the all-night jockey with an offer hard to beat.
Good morning, request line. Hello, me again. What's happening? Why are you still awake at this time of the morning? Hang on a sec, just hang on. It's 3:15 in the morning. The downtown temperature is a cool 9 degrees. Okay, I'm back. I don't know. Not sure.
6 a.m. in the morning, she ain't on the line. She checks his pickup number, see who he may find. 10 a.m. in the morning, he hasn't found a friend. And on his way back home alone, tonight he'll do it again. Over hot cups of coffee, or drinking a can of Coke. Play a special request, tell him another joke. Hey there, all night lover, I hope everything's alright. It's a world of lonely people, and daylight's not in sight. It's a world of lonely people, and daylight's not in sight.
Tell you that they're your friend. Diesel, diesel, watch round the river bend. Make sure that you're receiving the signals they send. Brother, you've only got two hands to lend. Maybe someone who makes you up ahead when you're asleep. Some days, things on your mind you should keep. Sometimes, it's tougher to look than to leave. Better watch out for the skin deep. One day, the track that you climb you get to see. Your emotions frayed and your nerves starting to creep. Just remember the days, as long as the time that you keep. Brother, you better watch out for the skin deep.
The Stranglers and Skin Deep. Well, there's a big good luck dance for Sinead Murphy, the Ulster Rose of Tralee, in the Emmy Vale Inn on Sunday the 4th of August. That's this Sunday. The music is by Tumbleweed. Supper will be served. The admission is £5. Sinead will perform her party piece, a little piece, and also a big dance in the West Enra Arms Hotel in Monaghan on Thursday the 8th of August for Sinead. And this is your last chance to give her your best wishes before she goes to Tralee. On the night. The music on the night, I beg your pardon, is by Joe Murray and the Travellers. There will also be a waltzing competition. Sinead will perform her party piece again, a little piece, and she will also be there to present the prizes. That'll be Sinead Murphy in the Emmy Vale Inn in Emmy Vale this Sunday, the 4th of August, and also in the West Enra Arms Hotel in Monaghan on Thursday, the 8th of August. And go along, give her your support. The Ulster Rose of Tralee. She'll be heading down there to Tralee. And I'm sure she's going to be very, very nervous. Coming up is her song now, A Little Piece. Sinead Murphy.
Just like a flower under the moon. Just like a candle blown out in the wind. Just like a bird that can no longer fly. I'm feeling that way sometimes. And then there's a falling right down by the road. I picture a light at the end of the road. And closing my eyes I can see through the dark the dream that is in my heart. I feel I'm a leaf in the November snow. I fell to the ground, there was no one below. And now I am helpless along with my song, just wishing the stars would come. A little loving, a little giving, to build our dream for the world we live in. A little patience and understanding, for our tomorrow a little be. A little sunshine, a sea of gladness, to wash away the all the fears of sadness. A little hope in a little praying, for our tomorrow a little be.
Thank you.
sound of ABBA and Head Over Heels. 4 minutes before 1 o'clock, well, film heartthrob Timothy Dalton has lashed the makers of the blockbusting James Bond series. Dalton, currently playing a Hollywood idol turned Nazi spy in The Rocketeer, is furious that a new 007 film hasn't been made. The last Bond feature, License to Kill, was made more than 2 years ago, and he claims that the next film should have been completed and already doing the rounds of cinemas by now. He said the delay has been galling. We've had a great script by two English writers, and everyone just wants to get on with it. But no matter how galling it must be for me, I like that word, galling, it must be even more frustrating for Chubby Broccoli, the man behind the movie. He's over 80 now, and these delays must be breaking his heart, as if we hadn't enough James Bond movies to keep us occupied for the next couple of years. There's reruns all the time. Here's the Vienna Symphony Orchestra project, With a View to a Kill.